Heath Terry, head of technology and communications at Citi Research, says, quote, first, AI analyst on Wall Street believes AI revenue will surge to $780 billion in 2030 from $43 billion this year. Heath joins us now for more. Is this market underpriced?
Look, that's the way we look at it. I mean, you know, we are in the very early stages of this AI cycle. A lot of things that sort of matter to driving growth are about to clear in growth's favor. The bottlenecks that we've seen in capacity constraints, the model development advances that we're seeing, particularly around agentic AI. And then, of course, you know, the biggest of those being what we think could be called AI squared, the idea that AI on its own can start programming AI.
I noticed also yesterday that an analyst from eMarketer said, we have to see returns on these investments and soon. And the threat is these big hyperscalers may pull back on the margin in terms of CapEx if they don't start to see returns soon on the applications, on the AI applications that they're powering. What do you think about that?
Look, I don't think there's any chance of that, right? I mean, we go back a year ago and you had the CEOs of Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft all get on their earnings calls and say some version of the risk of overinvesting is far less than the risk of underinvesting in this space. And then we fast forward a year later and they've all said, you know what? Even though we believed that, we actually underinvested and capacity constraints are still there. And so you don't see that kind of demand outstripping supply if the returns aren't there. IDC has had one that said that, you know, CFO or CIOs are getting, you know, 3.7x for every dollar they put into AI. And the returns, and admittedly, they're early returns, but the early returns show that this stuff is working at the enterprise level.